This is our third class, and we're going to be talking about how you set up your outline to make sure that you can get your book written in as fast as possible without missing out any of the details. First off, you want to pick a place to write where you know you're not going to be interrupted. It'll be a comfortable place, good lighting, you have a proper setup so that your computer is very comfortable for you to use, so you're not distracted by anything. The time of day that you write is really important. If you are more creative in the morning, choose a morning time. A lot of my people have set their alarm an hour earlier so that they could get up and write when nobody else in the house is up and not be distracted by all the things that happen in the morning getting ready for the day. And if you make an appointment for yourself, sometimes that's a lot better because you're going to stick to it. Now, typically, a book is going to be 150 pages to 200 pages, and you write 15 to 18 topics, and those become your chapter titles. Then 15 to 18 talking points for each of your chapter titles, those are the paragraphs, and 3 to 5 bullet points, those become the sentences within the paragraphs. Now, when you're typing, you want to make sure you pick a typeface that's easy for people to read, which is typically a 12-point type, Times Roman, Caslon, something that is a serif typeface, which has the little feet on it, which makes the words come together. And there's a couple of creative points that I have been able to develop over the years in some of the classes that I've taken. If you're struggling in the morning for a way to get into creative side of your brain, if you're writing something creative, you might want to take words that typically are used for something you'd expect, like piranha, capsize, and sea or river. You would think about being in Africa, there's piranha in the water, and your boat capsizes, and now you're terrified of being attacked by these piranhas in the river. Now, that's how somebody would think of the words, but if you write something about the New York attorneys over the years have decided to force entrepreneurs to use venture capital, and they're now thought of as being piranhas because they completely capsized the market of the way that entrepreneurs get funding to start up their business, and it's created a sea of competition among the venture capital firms, which has upset the level of ownership of businesses. So when you can use words in a way that you would not expect them, that helps you create a more creative side of your brain. It helps you use your right brain, which is typically more creative. Another tip is I had been told that we use the left side of our brain 90 minutes and then the right side of our brain, and we go back and forth all day long. I was taking an Aikido class, and I was told that you can see which side of the brain that you're on. If you hold your right knuckle over your right nostril and blow through your left nostril, and then do the same thing, hold your left knuckle against your left nostril and blow through your right nostril, you'll see which side of your nose has more free-flowing air. The right side of your nostril, if it has more air, that's being controlled by the left side of your brain, which means you'd be in a logical side of your brain. That would be great for if you're doing something like a how-to book. But if you're writing something that's a story, a fiction, you want to be in the creative side of your brain, which is right side. So you'd need to have the more free-flowing air coming from the left side of your nostril. So the way that you change that, follow your collarbone about halfway across, and then just below the collarbone, press until you find a soft spot that's tender. And as hard as you can, press and rotate clockwise. So from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and rotate between 30 and 60 seconds. And then try the exercise again. Hold your right nostril and blow through the left nostril. Hold the left nostril and blow through the right nostril. And you should have switched. Now you can be in the side of the brain that you need for the writing that you intend to do. So I want to thank you for taking this part of our class on how to create your outline. This will take you an hour a day, 6 weeks, and you'll have your 200-page book written This is a great way for you to eliminate the extra time that most people spend just trying to figure out how to organize their book. I look forward to seeing you on the next class, which we're going to be talking about how you create your website.